Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Saturday, September 17, 2011. Self-control. A passage is from Proverbs 25. Like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. When we struggle with bad habits and sinful weaknesses, we need to know that self-control is possible. But self-control that really works is not driven by our willpower. It's guided by our great God and Savior, who gives us a new self in place of our old sinful self. That's why self-control is described as part of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5. In Christ, we are given a new, Spirit-guided self that can truly help us overcome our sinful weaknesses. God wants us to have new life, guided by His Spirit, so that sin will not hurt us or our relationship with Him and others. The Spirit leads us to grow in prayer, in Bible reading, in worship, in thanking God, in hearing His Word. And all of this happens best in community, with other Christians. Christ, our Savior, who gave Himself to purify us. The community that God gives us is also a great help for our self-control. Without it, we're like a vulnerable city that could be attacked and destroyed. Our walls aren't always strong enough if we are the only ones building them. With a Spirit-led community that holds us accountable, we can fight better than we could alone. Tomorrow is Community Day. Can you join the Spirit-led believers to worship the God who gives new life and self-control?
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.